Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 18th day in the month of January 2026. The Lord is good and kind to us, and we want to say thank you. It's a very special day to me, most especially. And from the bottom of my heart, Lord, I want to say thank you. And everybody listening this morning, we are all saying thank you with our collective voices. Thank you for all you do for us, for the fact that we can still hear the Open Heaven Hour. Thank you so much for all you do for us. Daddy, please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, I'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, Conditional Blessings. Conditional blessings. Our aim for today is taken from hymn 30 from our Open Heaven Manual. Hymn 30, When We Walk With the Lord. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Exodus chapter 8 to chapter 10. And our memory verse is taken from 3 John chapter 2. 3 John chapter 2, which says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Our Bible reading is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 28 from verse 1 to 14. Deuteronomy chapter 28 from verse 1 to 14. From verse 1 it reads, And it shall come to pass, if thou mayest hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kin, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be the basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee, in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee in an holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruits of thy body, and in the fruits of thy cattle, and in the fruits of thy ground, in the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers to give to thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in its season, and to bless all the works of thy hand, that thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the word which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Once again, our topic is conditional blessings. Our manual today reads, Many times when we come across a blessing while reading the Bible, we tend to rejoice and claim that blessing. However, as a mathematician, I have learned that for certain equations to work as expected, certain conditions must be met. Thus, when I see a blessing in the Bible, I always want to dig deeper to see the conditions that must be met for me to enjoy the blessing. Some Christians don't enjoy some blessings God has pronounced upon them primarily because they are either ignorant of the required conditions or have failed to fulfill them. Therefore, it is very important that you know the conditions that are attached to God's blessing so that you can fulfill and maintain those conditions in order to enjoy the blessings. Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed, like we see in Genesis 12 from verse 1 to 3. In the scripture above, God gave seven blessings to Abraham based on the following conditions. He instructed him to leave his country, kindred, and father's house in search of a land he would show him. So for Abraham to enjoy these blessings, he had to fulfill all the conditions that God gave him. Abraham left his father's house and his father and his country in search of the land God promised him, as he was instructed, but he took one of his kindred, Lot, with him, thereby flouting one of the conditions. As a result, the blessings God promised him remained on hold until Lot separated from Abraham in Genesis 13 from verse 14 to 15. Today's Bible reading contains some very beautiful promises. However, you should not get carried away by the promises alone. You should also take note of the conditions attached to them. God said that you must hearken diligently to his word and not turn away from it in order to enjoy the blessings. If you read further down in verses 15 to 18, you will see the consequences of not fulfilling the conditions the blessings were hinged upon. Beloved, if you meet God's conditions, you will enjoy his blessings. However, if you do not meet them, you will not be able to receive or enjoy them. Today's Open Heaven comes to the key point that says, always take note of the conditions to be met in order to enjoy God's blessings. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. If this segment of our show has blessed you and you'd like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for each other today. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, to remain blessed and have a beautiful Sunday. Bye-bye.